Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Maseches B'chayrus, Perek Zayin, Mishadal and Mishnah Hey. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zecher Avayin, Shishi B'zecher Avayin, Bikar of Mamesh. We keep discussing different types of movement on Kayhanim. The Mishnah tells us, Ein of G'dayos K'shel Egel, if his eyes are large like a calf's eyes, Oy K'tanis K'shel Avaz, or they're very small like a goose's eyes, or Gufa Egel Meivarov, Oy K'tan Meivarov, his body is disproportionately larger than his limbs, or disproportionately smaller than his limbs, Chatma Egel Meivarov, his nose is way larger in proportion to the rest of his limbs, Oy K'tan Meivarov, or much smaller, or another two, Hatzimeim Vatzimea, and Ezuit Simea, what is Simea? Shazam Kitanois, his ears are very small, and Vatzimeim, what's that? Shazam Dimas Lasfoig, that his ears are like a sponge, that means they're all crimped and squished, and they look like a dried out sponge. These are all moving that pasal. Moving on to Mishnah Hey, Svaso El Yoina, Idefes Al Tachtoina, if his upper lip goes beyond his lower one, or if Atachtoina, Idefes Al Yoina, his lower one goes beyond the upper one, this is not referring to his jaw, this is not an overbite or underbite, that's a full fledged mum. As we saw in the previous parak, that applies by animals as well. This is talking about his lip. So hareza mom, this is considered a mom, but again, not as intense as a mom. And as we mentioned at the beginning of this parak, there's a difference regarding him doing a voida with one type of mom or a different one. For the more shenitlu shinov, if his teeth are missing, pasul b'nei marasa ayin, he's pasul because of marasa ayin. Another din, dad of sheichven k'shel isha, if his breasts are laying on him, similar to a woman's, meaning they're large and they hang down a little bit, so that's also a problem. Kreis etzava, if his stomach is bloated, this does not mean that he's fat. It means that he has very bloated stomach, or tabura yaitse, his navel, his belly button, is protruding, or nichpe, he has suffers from epilepsy, he has seizures, afilu achas liyamim, even only once in a while, or ruch katsuz ba'olav, he has some sort of mood swing due to depression that causes him to be very weak, hamaushkan, if his scrotum is very large, way more than normal, or a balgever, his aver tashmish is very long, it goes all the way down to his knees, that's also a mum. Another din, continuing, ein loy beitzim, if he doesn't have two testicles in two separate parts of the scrotum, oy ein loy el beitz achas, or he only has one testicle, so zeh mureach ashech arm b'tayra, that's the definition of when the Torah says mureach ashech, that's actually a mum that's mentioned in the Torah, so that's how we understand it. Now Rishmal argues and says, the mureach ashech of the Torah is kol shen nimruchu ashechav, that's if his testicles are crushed, that's what mureach ashech is. Rabbi Kiva Emer, he says that no, as his testicles are swelled up with air, that's what's referring to. And Ruchani ben Antigonus Eimer, he says it has nothing to do with what we just mentioned before. What does it mean, Mirach Ashach? Kol Shemarav Chashuchim. That's if his skin is very dark. That's what the pasuk is referring to. Now, all of them agree that any of these issues is considered a mum. They're just arguing what the pasuk itself is referring to. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow's Mishnah Vav and Zayin. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.